T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
They don't get much better than Herman Moore, the all-time Lions great. Talking a little Lions football. Stoney and I were just debating this between the studio. Either 1 or 1A in terms of all-time greatest wide receivers in Lions history. I go Masick 1, Miles Masick, Herman 2.
I'm more of a Jeff Chadwick guy.
Jeff Chadwick 1, Herman 2? Yeah. Okay. Herman, you heard it. Your thoughts?
I think you guys are being way too gracious. I would throw a B in there or a C. I'm sure you can come up with a couple other names ahead of me. So.
I don't know. I mean, Megatron, I think he's totally overrated. Anyway, Herman's here to talk a little Lions, but he's also here on behalf of Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center. They, of course, are sponsor the Quick Lane Bowl at Ford Field every December. And they have a cool program going on right now called Trading One Uniform for Another. Herman, do you want me to describe it, or you want to go ahead and tell us all about it?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a great program. This is actually their fifth year for the Quick Lane Bowl, which is a tremendous accomplishment. I know it's changed hands a couple times, but this has been great. They traded one uniform for another program. It's five $10,000 scholarships that will be awarded to our former military men and women who are returning from service. And this year, a little twist that we threw in was to offer it'll to our first responders as well, and they can nominate themselves. So this is a great opportunity for those that are looking for transitions or our military men and women that are looking to come back and get back into civilian life and make a difference for their family. Quick Lane's been doing this to make a difference in their communities, which is tremendous. So happy to be a part of it. Big military family, my father, my uncles, cousin, my grandfather, so it's been tremendous.
Now, Herman, I'm looking at some projections here. I see one CBS Sports has Georgia Tech against Purdue in the Quick Lane Bowl. Are you going to pull any strings to get your alma mater here?
Well, you know what? They had a tough go over there against Pittsburgh, and that was a little disappointing. They just climbed into the top 25, but if they come, it'd be great. I'd love to see them. The ACC versus the Big Ten, I think, is a really good matchup. If Georgia Tech comes, maybe they can get Calvin Johnson to finally come back to Ford Field.
I love it. I love it. So Herman was inducted into the Alliance, is it the Ring of Honor? Is that what we call it? A couple weeks ago before the Seahawks game. Congratulations. That was an awesome honor for you and well-deserved.
Thank you.
But we were interviewing him on the little Fox 2 pregame show, and after the interview was over, Wojo kind of pulled him aside and he said, and this was back when Golden Tate was still a Detroit Lion. Wojo said, all right, Herman, better trio. Golden Tate, Kenny Galladay, and Marvin Jones, or Herman Moore, Brett Perriman, and Johnny Morton. And Herman gave a great answer. You know what he said, Stoney? He said, come on. Right?
I thought it was going to be a bigger, challenging question. And it's not God bless those guys, all right? But Brett, Johnny, and I put them up against many. And then we talked about the greatest show on turf, which at the time it was the Rams, but you got to think about it, man. They had the Super Bowl, and that's the thing. That's why we got kind of swept under the rug. You got Barry Sanders in the backfield. You got 1,400 yard guy in Brett. You got almost 1,700 yards with me. Johnny's going close to 1,000. Come on.
I agree.
That's tough.
But it is interesting to also note the rules that apply in the NFL right now. And you obviously were a guy who put up over 100 receptions, seemed like every single year. What number would Herman Moore be looking at with the current defensive holding rules in the NFL?
Well, one, double-digit touchdowns is going to be a must.
Yep.
But I don't think it would be unreasonable to say, 130, 140 catches.
That'd be pretty damn good.
It became a thing where I had to put up 100 or else I'm slipping. Mm-hmm. That's the tough thing about when you're putting up those kind of numbers. I mean, where do you go from there, other than down?
Right.
Now you play with Scott Mitchell, who, as you know, was maligned a lot, even though he had a few good seasons. By the way, he looked like he ate a house when I saw him from the sidelines.
Leave him alone. Come
I know, but he looked like bigger than my. Okay, so let me ask you a question: can you relate at all to what Stafford is feeling now because of the stuff that you know Scott Mitchell went through? And obviously, Stafford's had a much better career than Scott.
I can, because it gets to a point where you start to, I won't say he's peaked and all those, and he's at his plateau, but he set the bar for statistics so high. The only thing that he can achieve that I think will turn people into a positive spin in terms of where his career is headed, he's got to win playoff games. He's got to, you know, hopefully if the Lions can go to a championship, and get to a championship game and then go to the Super Bowl, that's what's left. I mean, they're not going to care anymore about just you go a lot of stats and all those things. They're looking right now at can you have consistently winning seasons that take you beyond just a winning season and being over 500? Can you win playoff games? And that's a tough deal. We had some tremendous players on our team when I played, and they've had some great players that have come through, but that's what it's all about in this league. Everybody's got numbers now. I mean, getting stats in there, you know, every year think about quarterbacks that are putting up some really, really good numbers. And then next year, there's no guarantee that they will, but somebody will. There's always someone that's going to put up some really phenomenal numbers.
We're talking to Herman Moore here on 97.1 The Ticket for just one or two more minutes. Overall, the team, Herman, the 3-5, they have the back-to-back losses to Seattle and then Minnesota. Obviously, they have not looked good in those games. They looked great against Green Bay. They looked unbelievable against New England. Where do you think this team is? Is 3-5? I mean, obviously 3-5 is what they are. Do you think that's what they are, or do you still think they can turn something around here?
I always believe teams can turn things around, but you have to be playing well at the time to give that positive spin to it. Right now, I'm concerned about the offensive line. I think there was some tremendous exposure that happened when they played the Vikings. When they're going to face some more teams, they got Vikings again. They got Chicago twice. They're going to face the Panthers defense. They're going to be up for some tall orders defensively. There's been exposure along that line with the running backs, quarterbacks having a lot of time to throw the football. This is a team that's got some problems right now. They get rid of Golden Tate, which I know a lot of people have talked about. And I don't want to keep talking that to death, but that was glaring as well when they played Minnesota. So he didn't have expendable players in my opinion. Enough talent to get rid of someone like that. But obviously they made it for a certain reason. Where does this team go from here? 3-5 doesn't look great, especially given what's still out there with the rest of the schedule.
I do want to ask you one quick thing. I know Brett Perriman was not doing well. How's he doing right now, physically, health-wise?
You know, Brett's doing better, unfortunately, with the stroke that he had. It set him back physically and mentally, but we stay positive about him. I love seeing him. I've seen him over the last few years, and it's always good. He's coming back. He's getting the right care, but he's always going to be a part of a tremendous part of my life and my career because of the combination that we had.
Again, the website is qltrading1.com. That's where you can give your nominations for Quick Lanes, trading one uniform for another program, awarding $10,000 in scholarships towards automotive maintenance and repair certification for America's veterans. Herman Moore is speaking on that and speaking on the Lions. Herman, always great talking to you, sir. Have a great weekend, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys, and leave Scott alone.
All right.
That's Stoney, not me. I wouldn't mess with Scott. Thanks.
All right, guys.
Thanks a lot. Herman Moore, the great Herman Moore, joining us here at 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.